Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers and tough news with left tackle Brian Bulaga. He will have season-ending ACL surgery next week. Injured his knee in the family night scrimmage on Saturday night. Had considered a second opinion, possibly trying to play without the operation, but he'll need the surgery. And head coach Mike McCarthy says Brian made the right call.
It's definitely the right decision. And if you look at the history of the way we've treated players, we've never advised a player to take the the harder road. But, at the end of the day, it is the player's decision.
Aaron Rodgers says he's losing a key man up front.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he's had a great camp. He's, been doing a great job at left tackle for us. It's tough. He's a good friend and been a great player for us, a solid contributor and a good locker room guy. And, it's tough to lose a guy like that.
Fourth-round draft choice David Bakhtiari of Colorado has got himself a full-time gig now.
Kind of just in disbelief. I mean, I never want to see something go down like that, and I do feel like my heart is out for Brian. It's not a way to go. It's not a way. I would never want my opportunity to come through this. I would love to, have fought and earned, because I don't want to have anyone say, oh, this is given to you. But, I mean, with the challenge, you have to step up, and, it's time for me to grow up, and grow up real quick as a rookie.
He'll be asked to protect the blind side of the $100 million franchise.
Well, he's young. He's young. He's raw. He doesn't have the experience, but I think he has the confidence in himself. He's very well coached, and he has good fundamentals. So it's not easy playing left tackle in the NFL, especially when you have a right-handed quarterback. If they stick with him over there, then he's going to have the experience in the fire.
And it'll warm up beginning Friday night when the Packers open the preseason against the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field in a 7 o'clock kickoff. Six NFL preseason games on the schedule Thursday, Baltimore at Tampa Bay, Cincinnati and Atlanta, St. Louis, where the Packers are headed next week. They'll be in Cleveland. Washington meets Tennessee and Nashville. Denver plays at San Francisco, and Seattle is in San Diego. To the Major League scoreboard, where the Milwaukee Brewers beat the San Francisco Giants again. 6-1 the final at AT&T Park on Wednesday night. Marco Estrada, coming off the disabled list, was sharp. He threw five scoreless innings and gave up only a hit, struck out six without a walk. But Madison Bumgarner was equally as tough. He had the Brewers shut out through seven innings, but Milwaukee scores all six of their runs in the eighth and the ninth. Chris Davis with a home run, Nori Aoki with a two-run single, Jeff Bianchi a couple of knocks, and he scored twice. Manager Ron Renicki says we overcame mistakes to get a big win.
We did play really good defensively. Timely hitting, we got some breaks, no doubt about that. We blooped in a couple balls also. Those are good wins for us because it doesn't happen very often. We make mistakes out there in the field, and the other team usually capitalizes on it.
Alfredo Figueroa gets the win in relief. Series wraps up Thursday afternoon. Donovan Hand facing Tim Lincecum. Elsewhere in the National League, the Atlanta Braves made it a sweep of the Washington Nationals, 6-3. The Upton brothers do the damage. Justin goes 3-for-4 with a home run. BJ goes 4-for-4, making 13 in a row for Freddy Gonzalez and the Braves.
Our goal is to win series, and these guys are playing good baseball. We're pitching we're pitching really, really good and playing good defense. So, let's just keep going.
And the Braves have opened up a 15.5 game lead in the National League East. Cubs beat the Phillies 5-2. Donnie Murphy with a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth, the second of the game. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Miami Marlins 4-2. Charlie Morton throws seven innings and allows two runs, helped himself with an RBI. The Mets shut out Colorado 5-0. Matt Harvey, his first complete game on a four-hitter.
Nine innings. It's where you want to go as a starter, so. Whether I struck out 10 or 3 or 1, it's 9 innings with a bunch of zeros. That's all that matters.
Dodgers beat the Cardinals 13-4. Andre Ethier and Skip Schumacher each with 4 RBIs. In the American League, it was Seattle 9, Toronto 7. Detroit beat Cleveland 6-5 in 14 innings. Prince Fielder with a 2-run double in the top of the 14th stands up. Jim Leland and the Tigers have reeled off 11 in a row, but they haven't been easy.
You just got to play the games, We're going to have another tough game here tomorrow, and we move on to New York and Chicago, and then we go home, Kansas City's, this is just Major League Baseball. You're seeing two really good teams competing really hard.
Boston knocks off Houston 7-5. Stephen Drew with a three-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. Kansas City, a 5-2 win over Minnesota. The White Sox beat the Yankees 6-5 in 12 innings. Alejandro Diaz with a two-run triple to put the White Sox on top. And with the Yankees, Alex Rodriguez, through the Players Association, has filed his appeal over his 211-game suspension for his role in the Biogenesis scandal. Arbitrator says this case might not be completed until the fall, meaning A-Rod might be able to finish out the season in a Yankees uniform. Texas hammered the Angels 10-3. That puts them even with Oakland for the lead in the American League West because the A's were beaten by the Reds in interleague play 6-5. Jay Bruce with a home run and three RBIs. Baltimore rolled San Diego 10-3. Chris Davis, a three-run home run in the top of the eighth, 41st of the season, giving him 106 RBIs on the year.
You know, in that situation right there, I'm looking for a pitch out over the plate that I can drive and trying to be aggressive. I think I had some pitches earlier in the game that I could have hit and was behind them, underneath them. To get that pitch early and to put a good swing on it felt pretty good.
Arizona Diamondbacks turned six double plays in beating the Tampa Bay Rays 9-8. Minor League Baseball, Peoria over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 3-1. Peoria now has a four-game lead on the Timber Rattlers for that second-half Western Division wildcard spot with 25 games to go. In the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs beat Mankato in Minnesota 7-1, pounding out 13 hits. Matt Esparza, a complete game seven hitter with five strikeouts. Bryant Burleson with three RBIs. Bullfrogs at Wilmer, Minnesota on Thursday night. In golf, it's the last shot at glory. The PGA Championship getting underway on Thursday. Phil Mickelson's coming off the British Open Championship, says it will be a test at Oak Hill.
I think the golf course is as great as a fair, difficult test as you want, without going over the edge and without trying to protect par. And I think that the winning score is going to definitely be under par and could very well be double digits under par if you play incredibly well.
Tiger Woods hit 15 under par for an 8-shot victory at the Bridgestone Invitational last week, and he hopes to carry that momentum to Rochester.
Well, the thing is just keep building. You know, I had 3 days to prepare and can continue, you know, working on the things that I've been working on and get a feel for this golf course and how I'm going to play it.
Roy McIlroy is the defending champion, and after a long association with NBC Sports, the USGA has announced it's sending its television rights to Fox Sports for next year's U.S. Open. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.